WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Willie Mays, one of the greatest and most versatile baseball players to ever put on the uniform, has died. CBS's James Brown looks back on a remarkable life.
His career started at his father's side in Westfield, Alabama. The single dad, a steel worker, made time to teach him the game he aspired to play professionally. At 16, Willie Mays joined the Birmingham Black Barons of the Negro Leagues. After graduating high school in 1951, he signed with the New York Giants.
I arrived in New York City on a Friday at 4 o'clock, scared to death, with three bats in my little briefcase, my glove. I didn't have a uniform. I didn't have a hat.
But in his first season, he was named the National League Rookie of the Year.
Willie Mays was 93 years old. Two wildfires in New Mexico have grown quickly, destroying homes and businesses in the town of Ruidoso. That's about 75 miles west of Roswell. The town, population 5,000, has been evacuated. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham.
Not allowable right now with road closures, but it's discouraged even where roads are open. Second reason is to let you know that 20,000 plus acres, 0% containment.
The governor's office says one person has died in the fires. Numerous wildfires are burning in California. A new one is now spread over more than 8 square miles near the small community of Copperopolis, about 100 miles east of San Francisco. The first tropical storm warning of the hurricane season has been issued, telling coastal communities in southern Texas to prepare for heavy rain, flooding, and even tornadoes. KHOU-TV's Matt Doherty is in Corpus Christi.
Waves coming up and lapping ashore. They're supposed to get up to 10 feet high overnight. If you add up all the total rain that's expected to fall by Thursday, that's going to be between 10 and 12 inches of rain.
A plan announced yesterday by President Biden could result in 500,000 people in the U.S. without permission, eventually getting their citizenship.
This action is a better way. It doesn't tear families apart while requiring every undocumented spouse to fulfill their obligations under the law.
The plan lets some spouses of American citizens apply for permanent residency and be exempt from deportation proceedings. A generation is heading into retirement with little financial security, says CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Gen Xers are hitting retirement age now. But according to a new study by investment bank Natixis, almost half of them say it would take a miracle for them to be able to retire.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump tells a rally in Wisconsin Tuesday that he wants to be the law and order president.
I will be the president for law-abiding Americans, every background, every walk of life, every race, religion, color, and creed. I'll be the president.
Trump was convicted of 34 felonies in a recent hush money trial. Trump campaigned in Racine. Wisconsin's Supreme Court will hear a challenge to Governor Evers' 400-year school funding increase. Evers used his line item veto to make changes that give Wisconsin schools a per-pupil funding boost for the next four centuries. Wisconsin governors have sweeping veto powers, but the courts have put limits on striking single words or letters. Justices announced Monday that they will take the case. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers win with a spectacular catch. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 6-3 victory over the Angels. Down by three, the Angels' Taylor Ward took the ball deep to center field, but there was Sal Frelick to take it in on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
It's the 1-2 pitch. That ball's driven deep right center field. Frelick is there. He leaps, and he makes the catch! Oh, my goodness! What a play!
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's interesting. We had a conversation in outfield for the game. I talked to two of their players. They were doing a drill. Let me ask you guys something. Is it me or we've had more robbed home runs this year than ever? in the existence of the game? And they're like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, yes, we have too. And then the game ends like this tonight.
And Willie Mays has died. In his first ever at bat, Mays hit a home run off Braves pitcher Warren Spahn. He was named to the All-Star team 24 times. Willie Mays was 93. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms in the overnight. Lows will drop to the middle 60s by daybreak. And south winds turning to the west. Some of that rain locally heavy. For your Wednesday, showers and storms, mostly cloudy skies with highs warming to the middle 70s. Right now, it's 73.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, singing duo 7,000 Apart joins me in studio as they prepare for their big appearance at Summerfest, and comedian Mike Siegel joins to discuss 80s TV shows.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha, where you can always join us. You can call, you can text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. And if you now have the Civic Media app, you can call and text directly from the app. It's very snappy.
It's very snappy and very free.
Very free. Absolutely free. We didn't have a chance to talk to Pat Kreitlow about this. We're going to talk about Ron Johnson in just a little bit. I do want to remind folks, especially if you live in the Racine area, that the former president, now convicted felon, Donald Trump, is going to be in Racine today holding a rally at Festival Hall. The doors, I believe, just opened. They were supposed to open at 11. Donald Trump expected to speak around 3 p.m. But downtown Racine is going to be a real pain in the neck if you're trying to get around, because some of the streets are going to be closed. And as you pointed out, Greg, when we were off the air, Festival Hall is like right on the water.
Yeah, it's even off of Main Street. So
it's even harder. It's even more restrictive to get to.
Yeah. So love him or dislove him, if you don't need to be there, don't be there.
Yeah, don't be there. It's just going to be a pain in the neck trying to get around.
Yeah. When we had President Obama, I worked for the mayor in 2010. President Obama came to town, and I love President Obama. But man, I hated that day because it was just like, it was Secret Service everywhere. And you didn't know where you could or couldn't go. And it just, it's not a fun time if you don't want to be down there.
Yeah. If you don't have to be in downtown Racine today, that's probably a good place to avoid.
Yeah.
If you can. And you had some other breaking news.
Yes. We just heard from the AP. Hold on one second here. I'm super professional right now. Just a decision that came down from the New York's top court declines to hear Trump's appeal of gag order in hush money case. So basically, they were the New York's top court. This is the Supreme Court of New York has said, nah, we're not going to hear this appeal. You're good. The gag order stays in place. You violated it. Just
accept it.
Just accept it. You're not all encompassing emperor. And I hope the Supreme Court of the United States is reading this story when they're deciding whether or not he has
complete immunity.
What was his? It wasn't full and complete. He used qualified immunity. I don't even know what that means. But like,
he doesn't know what that means either.
That just means I'm immune from all things, including COVID.
Yeah,
which he got. Okay.
Yes, and got really sick too.
Yeah, and sorry. Go on.
All right, Ron Johnson. Let's get back to our senior senator, Ron Johnson, who was on WISN's Up Front over the weekend, and going back to the Milwaukee's a horrible city. No, he never said that. Johnson says there's no direct quote. He's denying it. So why is the news media putting up a quote that there's absolutely no evidence of, quite honestly? And again, I'm sure if he spoke anything, I'll take him at his word.
Well, that's kind of like the gentleman who called on... Sorry. I didn't mean to, I forgot to pause for giant Jane laugh.
I take him at his word.
But that's how it is. I mean, that gentleman who called on Friday, who expressed disappointment in us for lying, said he heard it on Fox News, and that's good enough for him. And frankly, I'm sorry, but I'm skeptical of all major news outlets, and I'm certainly skeptical of one, as you've always pointed out, was
almost a billion dollars for lying to the audience.
Yeah. So it is, once again, just own it, Donald Trump. Own it. You don't like Milwaukee, just say it.
Well, and it's interesting because Ann Jacobs, a Democrat and the newly elected chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, pushed back on comments by the former president. Quote, I imagine from his perspective, it was very, very bad because he didn't win Milwaukee. He lost Milwaukee by tens of thousands of votes. So I rather imagine from his perspective, Milwaukee was not a good city for him. From the perspective of were the elections properly run in Milwaukee, they absolutely were. And I expect Milwaukee to do the same thing in 2024. Now, Ron Johnson, of course, also recently said, when asked if he will accept the results of November's election, we'll have to see exactly what happens.
Yeah.
So they're only going to accept the results if their candidates win. Just come to peace with that now, because we're going to be back in the exact same place. If Trump loses, it was rigged, it was stolen. That is what they're setting this up for.
Could you imagine going, like, it's 2024 right now. Let's go back 25 years. Early, the, you know, 2000, asking George W. Bush, candidate George W. Bush, Governor Bush, would you accept the elections if you didn't win? He would be like, of course I would. Why are you asking me that?
What a silly thing to ask.
Yeah. But now that is a point of, you have to ask these people. And if they were to say, yes, we'll accept it, they're going to be thrown out of their party. That's how simple it is to become a rhino for them, is that you'll accept election results. That's it. That's enough to
toss
your betrayal.
That is your betrayal. That's enough to get you out of the party. You're absolutely right. Mark from Prairie du Sac is on the line. Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, first up,
Mark, you're breaking up there, buddy.
Mark, you may want to try and call back. I think we could. You just got a bad line.
Yeah.
You can always join us too. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or what used to be Twitter. We do have a little clip of Ron Johnson on Upfront. Calvin, we want clip number two, I believe. Let's take that for a spin.
I was going to say, and to that, you told the Cap Times last month, quote, we have to see exactly what happens. You were asked if you would accept the 2024 results. Now, what would cause you not to?
Well, first of all, we all want to be able to have confidence that the election has integrity, that the results are accurate. That's what we want. Unfortunately, because we have a governor who would not sign reforms to provide those controls, to provide that confidence, again, it's a hypothetical at this point in time. I know Democrats are pushing the envelope, but they want to make it easy to cheat. That's just obvious. That's what they want to do. That's what mail-in balloting is about. That's what, you know, all this, you know, the fact that they won't clean up elections or Wisconsin's election rolls, you know, the voter rolls, the voter files, that they won't do that. Why not? Why won't they make sure that we have confidence in our election results?
Mail-in voting. You guys, you got to pick a side.
Yes.
You got to decide if it's cheating or really, really good, because they are getting, Republican voters are getting these conflicting messages from all over the place. Brian Schimming,
the head of the Wisconsin GOP right now. I got to issue an order to you, buddy. Call your boy and tell him to knock this off, because right now you're running a campaign that's saying to bank your votes.
Right.
You are getting on board with something that people have been on board with for decades now, and that's a good thing. But now you've got these senior leaders in your party saying it's still cheating. What are you even doing? Are they not reading the memos?
Do they not talk to each other ever?
I mean, this is purely embarrassing, because I mean, honestly, if you were a diehard Trump voter, what are you to think?
I'll only vote in person on the day of.
But the GOP said to bank your vote.
Well, I'm not going to listen to them. I know. It's just I don't know.
It's absolute. And also this thing too of, you know, the same thing that Van Wongard, the state senator from Racine, said, as well as Eric Hovde said. It's not this. They're not shaking the bell saying, oh, the election was stolen. It's all a sham. It's rigged. Now what they're doing is they're like, well, we don't know.
Right.
We have no idea. Both sides should be wondering. We just don't know. Yes, we do know. It's been over and over
said that this election was fair, it was free, it was safe, and it was done well, and it was even agreed upon by Wisconsin Assembly Speaker, the Popcorn King
himself,
Robin Voss, said that this election was fair and free, safe and fine.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Mark from Prairie du Sac is back. Let's see if you got a better line, Mark. Good morning.
I hope that it's a better line.
Oh, much better.
But let's remember that in 2000, George Bush really didn't accept the results right away because they ran running to the Supreme Court to get them to stop the count in Florida with the coordinated effort of the Brooks Brothers Brigade, which included Roger Stone and some members of our now Supreme Court that were actually in that Brooks Brothers Brigade that was protesting them counting the votes down in Florida. So, and when the vote was finally tallied up and counted in the end, you know, Al Gore actually won, but Al Gore did not decertify the vote when he could have as Vice President of the United States. It is just pretty disturbing that we're hearing this kind of thing, and it is just, you know, that these guys are going to cheat, and they're going to, you know, as much as they can by lying about what's going on in elections, and Ron Johnson's office is going to be getting a less polite call from me today that saying, asking him what the F is going on with you. I mean, that these guys
are
consistently... the last call I made, I didn't use any four-letter words. I, you know, maintained my calm.
Good.
But I don't know that these guys actually deserve it anymore. These guys do not, you know, that the people in their office, they've chose to work for these creeps, and that you have to have some integrity. I mean, that, and these guys consistently have violated their oath of office, from Ron Johnson, Scott Fitzgerald, the entire Republican delegation has consistently violated, you know, that... the one who just resigned, you know, who just retired early, but they've consistently violated their oath of office. I mean, it means that your oath is supposed to mean something, especially when you invoke God when you do it. I mean, that I have, you know, kind of a Quakerish objection to how oaths are saying, invoking, so help me God, and that, because I think you swear based on your own merit rather than calling the divinity any of your promises at all. But these guys are just... I just don't know how to explain them. I mean, that they've given their liberty, their allegiance to a man who is a proven liar, a adjudicated rapist, and, you know, convicted of 34 felonies to begin with. I mean, and what's going to happen with all the others? I mean, trying to read some of the Malcolm Nance's book on The Plot to Betray America, it means it seems like there's a good portion of the Republican Party is so compromised that they cannot be trusted at all, including people who have served in the military and have taken oaths under the military to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And
I appreciate the call, Mark, as always, and I would highly encourage you not to use profanity.
Yes, please.
If you're going to call our lawmakers. Yeah. I just think it delegitimizes any comments you might make.
Also, you're talking to the aides and the interns.
And I know they choose to work there and all of those things, but I just don't think... It's like we say on the show, if all you have are profanity and insults, then you have no arguments. So yeah. I would just, if you're going to call your lawmakers, your elected representatives, please be respectful. Please don't swear. I just don't think it helps. I don't think it helps anybody.
I agree.
I don't. I really don't. All right. We're going to break. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. You can join us at 855-752-4842 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Sweet Cal B on the board. You can always join us. You can call. You can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Wanted to congratulate our winners. We wrapped up our Civic Media Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. It was so much fun. Thank you, everyone, for playing along. Our grand prize winners who get to pick where they would like to go for their staycation. They can stay in a cabin in Fort Atkinson that has a pontoon boat. I know, stay in Lake Geneva or a stay in Door County. And we give them gas cards to get there and back. So congratulations to Tori in Kewaunee and Tammy in Baraboo. Well done. I hope you enjoy yourselves. Take some pictures, please, and send them to us after you have your staycation. Yeah. And we had a lot of Dell's prize pack winners, including Mike from River Falls and Andy from Madison. So congratulations to everyone who took part, and thank you to everyone who played.
We got a follow-up from Mark from Prairie du Sac on the text line. He goes, I guess I will tone down my rhetoric and be respectful, but it's difficult when they consistently disrespect their constituents with their blatant lies. And I get that.
I do, too.
I understand it. There are times when I am shocked that I know all my time here with Civic Media, I've never sworn on the radio, even though there are many times when I've gotten quite heated. But that's how you make headway, is we can be disagreeable. We can get angry. We can get upset, but it's how we channel that. And I totally trust you, Mark, not to take it out on some kid answering the phones, too.
Right. I would like to think as people, we are better than that.
I would hope so.
I would like to think that.
I'd also like to point out another text we got. We were speaking earlier about the Maryland governor who is signing into what was the official term? Pardons. 175,000 marijuana convictions in a sweeping order. And we were talking about the benefits of doing that here in Wisconsin, legalization, you know, from the economic to the social. And we got a great text from Stephen Hayward. He said, morning, my favorite show. Thank you very much. You guys do it right. My ex-wife's son was an addict. When asked why he started using pills, heroin, etc., he said he hated throwing up when he drinks. Why is alcohol given a green light and the negative effects of it and are acceptable in our society? Marijuana actually has medicinal benefits. It seems like every week more and more studies are done showing more negative effects of alcohol. The stigma of the devil's lettuce lives on. Good grief. Stay cool, everyone.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, those are important conversations to have.
Absolutely. Carmela from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, Carmela. Thanks for joining us. What did you want to say?
A few things. I wanted to talk about the horrible Milwaukee part. I brought this up last week. I think we should bring back our slogan, Milwaukee, a great place on a great lake.
I like that too. Yep.
Yeah, I love it. And also, when he comes, I think they should, they were talking about the protesting area and stuff, and they might be moving it further away. I think someone should bring back the baby balloon of Trump.
Sorry. No, with the diaper?
Yeah, with the diaper. And so it can float up high in the sky and everybody can see it. So.
I know, I'm just getting the Reading Rainbow theme song.
Yeah. Just, I thought that was funny. And I wanted to thank you guys. I was one of the ones that won the Dell's activity pack.
Oh, great. Excellent.
Last day on Friday. Yeah. I get a call and I'm like, who's this? And I ignored it. And then I get a text and then I'm like, oh, okay, great. So love you guys. Take care.
Thank you so much, Carmela. Love you back. And I'm so glad you won. And people actually win.
Yes, they do.
People win prizes.
They get to hang out on a pontoon boat, some of these people. I'm so jealous.
I know. Let's hope they're going to pick that one. That would be great. 855-752-4842. If you would ever like to join the conversation or leave a comment on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. And keep it nice, folks.
Yeah, keep it nice.
Can we be nice?
I mean, we don't mind dissension. There's nothing wrong with disagreeing. But being rude and mean or saying violent things, that's not cool. And we're going to block you and we're not going to engage. It's just, that's not what we're about. It's exhausting, too. Like,
it must be tiring being that angry all the time.
Well, yeah. And also, I don't know of a single situation where you engage with someone who's doing such a thing and they go, you know what?
You're right.
You're right. I have changed my mind. You have opened the door to new thought, Jane Madden.
Especially by issuing insults and profanities. Yeah, exactly. That is the best way to convince people over to your side.
Plus, I'm also a comedian. Weak sauce. Just come on. Make me laugh. Make me laugh.
I dare you.
I dare you to make me. I dare you to make me laugh.
You are actually going to be out and about.
Out and about.
Out and about. We're going to talk about that at the very end of the show.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Because it is Pride Month.
It is Pride Month. And also, can I just say something really quick?
Yes.
I am on the social medias, or as the kids say, the social meds. That's what they say, right, Calvin? That's what I thought.
Calvin's shaking his head no. He's like, nope, I have never heard that ever.
Whatever. And I've been seeing a lot of videos that are really homophobic in the sense they're saying, June is not Pride Month. It's Men's Health Awareness Month. And I'm thinking to myself, they're both. And I just want to state this out loud, that it's important to link the two together, because there are a lot of gay men out there, bisexual men, transgender men, who are going through mental health issues. I know this is very off the cuff, and I apologize, but it just came up to me. And I don't like the idea of saying, you can't have this because we have to focus on this. It's possible to focus on both the things. And it's important for men, and we've talked about this with Dr. Lyerly, to get out there and take care of yourselves.
Absolutely.
Whether it's about your mental health, your physical health, your whatever it is, get out there. If you need to talk to someone, talk to someone. You need to see a doctor. If you can see a doctor, please see a doctor. But yeah, it really bothers me. I think.
Well, it has to be one or the other. That's absurd.
I wanted to believe, at least at this point, that we're just like, yes, June is Pride Month. If you don't like it, then don't say anything. Leave it alone. But to be like, no, sorry, the queer community, you don't get this. It's Men's Health. When did we start caring that much about men's health that we had to like start knocking down the queer community for it?
Isn't June also Dairy Month?
It's also Dairy Month.
You want to take on them? You want to take them on too?
Dear cows, we don't care about you anymore. It's Men's Health Awareness and nothing else.
You have to pick a different month.
Exactly. You get to pick July. Take that, America, and your independence.
Something else is in July, so they're going to have a problem with that one.
Oh, man. Okay.
We'll be taking somebody else's money.
Okay, how's September for you?
Well, we'll take a look and see what's available. News is coming up next, and then we will get around to it. We said we would. We're just a little behind. The good, the bad, and please tell me that's not true. That's all on the way. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap. CBS News Brief. Baseball Hall of Famer Willie Mays has died. He was best known for his snag of a fly ball in the 1954 World Series, sprinting with his back toward home plate.
Willie Mays just brought this crowd to his feet with a catch, which must have been an optical illusion to a lot of people.
One person has died in wildfires in New Mexico, which have forced people in the town of Ruidoso to flee, says CBS's Carter Evans.
More than 7,000 people there are under evacuation orders. So far, it's estimated that about 500 structures have burned, and firefighters still do not have control of that fire.
Communities on the Gulf Coast of Texas are preparing for a powerful storm that could develop into a hurricane. CBS's Dave Malkoff is in Galveston.
These waves here, even locals have been surprised by how much it's whipping up these waves. There are red flag warnings out. Governor Greg Abbott of Texas has issued a state of emergency.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services wants people attending fairs and petting zoos to be careful interacting with animals this summer. A new strain of bird flu is affecting dairy cattle in other states, but state epidemiologist Thomas Hopp says the risk for humans is very low.
We're going to be working with the local public health departments and providers to be sure that we're testing people who need to be tested, but we also want to assure the public that it's not a panic situation as yet.
DHS recommends fairgoers take simple precautions, like washing their hands and avoiding animals that look sick. The Juneteenth flag was raised at the state capitol building on Tuesday. Governor Evers has ordered the flag be flown until sunset on Wednesday. Juneteenth celebrates the emancipation of enslaved Black and African people in the United States, and it has been a federal holiday since 2021. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Francis Ford Coppola's Megalopolis has found a distribution partner and will hit U.S. theaters this fall. The five-time Oscar winner invested $120 million of his own money for his passion project, according to the Los Angeles Times. The film screened at the Cannes Film Festival, where critics responded favorably. The cast of Megalopolis includes Adam Driver, Lawrence Fishburne, Aubrey Plaza, and Giancarlo Esposito. Megalopolis opens September 27th. The relatively squeaky clean image of Justin Timberlake just took a hit. The pop star and actor was cited for a DWI and a few other moving violations while driving in the Hamptons after leaving a friend's party. Timberlake reportedly refused to take a field sobriety test initially, then told one of the police officers that this was going to ruin the tour. The police did say Timberlake was a total gentleman, but had no choice but to cite him when they asked him to walk a straight line and he wasn't in sync. Hi-yo! For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms in the overnight. Lows will drop to the middle 60s by daybreak, and south winds turning to the west. Some of that rain locally heavy. For your Wednesday, showers and storms, mostly cloudy skies with highs warming to the middle 70s. It's 69 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabe.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we come to you live from Baraboo, Wisconsin for Juneteenth. Our friend and colleague Earl Ingram joins us. You don't want to miss it. See you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And as my mind begins to spread its wings, there's no stopping curiosity. I wanna turn the whole thing upside down.
Good morning, welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Kelby on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Wherever you are listening, you can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. And we want to give a shout out to some of our winners from our Civic Media Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest. It wrapped up on Friday. Todd Alba smoked me. I bought him a really nice steak dinner.
I don't think he smoked you. He won by, what, 30 votes?
30 votes.
That's not a smoking. That's a healthy competition in which I would say we were probably the underdog to begin with. Because we're in the morning slot. Todd's in that sweet 1-12.
The time slot?
Just trying to make us feel better.
I appreciate that.
But we did not get smoked. We gave him a run for his money.
What Todd and I both agreed on this, though, because it was by like 30 votes. This just shows you that every vote really makes a difference. And this is why we say so often, go to myvote.wi.gov and make sure you're registered. And if you're not, find out how to get registered. In fact, we're going to reach out to the League of Women Voters and have them back on to talk for people who have never voted before. Maybe you voted 10 years ago and you haven't voted since then. What the process is to make sure that you get to cast your ballot in November and that your vote's going to count.
When you're getting sick of all those ads on television and on the radio for those candidates, come here and listen to us talk about the election and break it down, the important things, like your voting, like why it's important, why NATO is important, why your access to a ballot's important, why voting early is good, all those things. We're going to have good conversations between now and the election. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hard. We're going to be tired. But stick with us, and we'll make it worth your while.
So congratulations, grand prize winners, Tori in Kewaunee and Tammy in Baraboo. They get to pick where they go on their staycation. A couple of Dell's prize pack winners include Mike from River Falls and Andy from Madison. And Brewers Club level seat winners, David from Racine and Charles from Rubicon. So enjoy those. Andrew from Maine texting in, I didn't win, so it must be rigged, and I refuse to accept the results. Fair enough, Andrew. That does seem to be the mantra for one side, at least.
Andrew, if you want, I got the MyPillow guy's number on speed dial. I can give you a rally or something.
We are to do a round of the good, the bad, and please tell me this isn't true. We haven't done this for a while, so we thought we would dust this off and bring it back.
Yeah.
For the good, Wisconsin's tourism industry had a record-breaking $25 billion economic impact in 2023. That's tremendous.
$25 billion.
From a new report from the State Department of Tourism. Second year in a row, Wisconsin broke the old record. In 2022, the tourism industry had an economic impact of $23.7 billion, breaking the previous milestone of $22.2 billion. The report also finds Wisconsin hit a high in the number of overnight visitors. Almost 46 million people stayed overnight across Wisconsin last year.
That's great.
This is great. It is. It's great.
And we're finding out, you know, like I said yesterday, the amount of people who come to visit us from out of state, specifically, you know, the cool cities, the coasts, the, you know, million or over, they come here and they realize, oh my gosh, Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Green Bay, Amory, they're beautiful places.
So beautiful.
So much to do, great food, wonderful people, great prices. And, you know, people discover us all the time. And it's wonderful to hear people say that because you're like, I know.
We know it's wonderful.
We know we're great.
We agree. But it's fabulous.
But tell me more. I like my flowers.
We're becoming a little less of a hidden gem and just simply a gem.
Oh.
From Craig Trost, who's communications director for the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. The industry supported more than 178,000 jobs last year, and all 72 Wisconsin counties saw an increase in economic impact. So the love is getting spread around, which is great.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, I'm wondering if maybe like if the RNC comes to town and whatever happens from that, people might just be like, oh, you know what? If they didn't like it, I should go there. If they didn't like it, it must be fun. It doesn't seem horrible.
In Green Lake County, visitors spending increased from almost 40 million in 2022 to 44.3 million last year.
Yeah. That's
lots of boating. Money being spent on tourism like this is going straight into small business owners' pockets from Mark Wilton, the executive director of the Green Lake Area Chamber of Commerce. So again, that's terrific. And now the winter was a problem. This winter was a problem.
Yes.
So again, the numbers for 2024, well, we're going to have to see what happens. But obviously summertime is the big time for tourism in the state, even though winter brings in a lot of people too.
Winter brings in a lot of people, and I don't mean to sound like a suck up, but you know, it was tough, and a lot of businesses, especially up north, who rely on the snow and the ice,
they were hurting.
And you know who came to the rescue to help them? Tony Evers and Senator Tammy Baldwin, to secure funding to help them stay afloat, because
they
need that weather to survive. And unfortunately, in the face of I'm about to say a nasty phrase, climate change, these businesses are suffering during the winter months. So it's great to also have not just great places and great people, but great leadership that looks after the businesses that make Wisconsin wonderful.
And keep a lot of these little communities going.
Correct. Yeah.
Mr. Trost, again, who's from Green Lake, says we're already seeing the top chef effect happening in Wisconsin, and it's very exciting. We know that travelers love to travel by fork, and that's a big motivator for a lot of our visitors.
Oh, I get that. I just got that. I'm like, did he mess up?
No. He said, we know that travelers love to travel by fork, and that is a big motivator for a lot of our visitors. We have a great food scene. We are foodies.
We are foodies. We have, I mean, as we said yesterday, Top Chef love Wisconsin so much they filmed this past season here, which actually tonight is the grand finale.
We see if
Dan from Dan is going to win. And we have James Beard Award and nominated and award-winning chefs, high-end, what should be Michelin star restaurants, and wonderful dive bars with great pizza and brats
burgers.
And burgers.
Yep.
So, I mean, we really have it all. And I really, especially right now, if you have nothing to do this summer, if you and the kids, or just you and your partner, or just you yourself, if you live within 6 hours, make a plan. Take a Friday off. Leave Thursday night. Come here. Stay until Sunday and go home.
Yeah.
And doesn't matter if you go up north, the Lake Michigan, you're going to find a beautiful area to hang out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Beautiful areas, nice people,
and
great, great food. All right, that is the good. Wisconsin tourism is doing very well. Happy to report that. The bad, Mother Jones out with an article yesterday about the school voucher program in Arizona, which turns out to not just be subsidizing private schools. It's giving a lot of money to Christian nationalist affiliated schools aligned with a pro-Trump megachurch in Arizona. Dream City Christian Academy, founded by Dream City Church, which has a 21,000 attendance every week, and Trump held a town hall style campaign stop at this church. I thought churches were supposed to be non-political.
Not anymore, Jane. Not anymore.
This Dream City Christian Academy has hosted a number of Christian nationalist and far-right figures, including some with ties to the former Trump administration, including QAnon Michael Flynn.
Do not forget, folks, that when we talk about education being funded properly and things of that nature, which I'm going to speak on behalf of you right now, Jane, we believe public education should be funded properly.
Absolutely.
That's not a crazy thought.
No.
When we see those funding, that the funds go to voucher programs, that's your tax dollars being taken away from public schools
to pay for private schools
for a small amount of kids who may or may not stay in those schools based on the charters of those institutions. It's not private funding. This is public funding, and it's your money being sent to another place. So,
and we're funding two separate school systems.
We're funding two separate school systems, and as we're seeing in Arizona now, we're funding what seems to be Christian nationalism. Well, if that doesn't scare you, why not?
It should. In 2022, again, this from an article in Mother Jones that came out yesterday. In 2022, Arizona became the first state in which all students can use state vouchers to cover a portion of their tuition at any private school, secular or religious. Through these scholarships, every family gets about 90% of the money the state would have spent on the child's public school for private school education. So we're talking about $7,000 per kid.
That is crazy.
Dream City Christian Academy received almost $1 million in tuition voucher money last year. Dream City Christian Academy, part of a network called Turning Point Academy.
Oh!
Isn't that Charlie Kirk, Turning Point USA?
What are you talking about? What a small world.
Turning Point USA, which has seen a number of controversies over racism and extremism. When Arizona passed the legislation allowing for these vouchers, it was projected to cost $65 million this year, $125 million next year. The most recent estimates, however, Greg Bach, put the estimated cost at $940 million a year, more than 1,000% of the initial estimate. And they're going to kill public schools.
Like they've been trying to do for decades.
A report last month from the Brookings Institution, a nonpartisan policy think tank, finds Arizona's program is disproportionately used by wealthy families, even though it was designed to boost the academic achievement of students from families in underserved school districts. It turned out families in the highest poverty areas were five times less likely than people in the wealthiest areas to use the vouchers.
So let me get this straight. People who can afford the tuition are getting it
free.
Well, not free.
Highly discounted.
The people of Arizona are paying for it mainly. Interesting. So interesting. You know, we got a comment on the live stream from Linda who says, my daughter is a public school teacher and we need to keep voucher schools affiliated with religious out of our taxes. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
She also said I won one of the Dell's packages. So thank you.
Oh,
thank you very much for, but you are right, Linda. You are absolutely right. As Jane, you said it perfectly. And I can't believe I don't hear more people saying this. We are funding two separate school systems.
Yes.
One for the privileged and one for the not so much. And we don't care about the not so much. And we have problems with that school system. There are problems that need to be addressed.
Oh, yeah.
But we're not doing that. Instead, we're saying throw monies at vouchers. Throw monies at vouchers.
And when they talk about public schools indoctrinating our children, I find that really funny when we are funding Dream City Christian Academy. You want to talk about indoctrination? That seems pretty apparent to me.
That name just sounds villainous. Like, welcome to Dream City. Are you gay? Goodbye.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, that we've talked about with private schools, that they can refuse anyone.
And they can keep the money. They can keep the money. That's Jane. They can accept a child. And then if that child's lifestyle, orientation, whatever, doesn't fit their charter, and because they're a private institution, they can kick them out. And guess what they get to do? Keep that money. Keep the money. Your money. My money.
Our tax money.
Yep.
Our taxpayer dollars. Tony Zimmerman on the live stream, the more money they take out of public schools, the more they point at them and say, look how bad they are. They're failing.
Yeah.
I wonder why. And that is, they've been doing this for the last couple of decades.
And then, because Madison or whatever the state capital will not properly fund schools, they have to put them on referendums and people either say no or they begrudgingly say yes. And now we're going through this issue with MPS and what their problems, just like minutes after approving $272 million in referendum money. So it'd be a lot easier to stop asking people to vote for this. Instead, just
fund
them by the people you voted for.
The good, the bad, and please tell me this isn't true is coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Keep spinning, spinning. It's impossible and can't be found. I don't want this feeling to go away. Please don't go away. Please don't go away. Please don't go away.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform Elon continues to actively ruin on an almost daily basis. Good, the bad, and please tell me this isn't true. And it is true. And it just gives me the creeps.
The heebie-jeebies?
It really does. Emergency crews in Oregon rescued 28 people on Friday after they were stuck for 30 minutes dangling upside down on a ride at an amusement park. Portland Fire and Rescue said that firefighters worked with engineers at Oaks Park to manually lower the atmosphere. That's what, and it's spelled like fear.
I'm not laughing at the people. The name is brilliant.
Yeah, atmosphere operates like a pendulum, and then it can swing around, you know, and have you completely upside down. So they were trying to figure out how to manually get the thing down, but crews had also been preparing for a high angle ropes rescue. I would have stayed up there. If they had to rescue me with ropes. I'm just going to live here. I will be here. You know where to find me.
Where do you live? Number one atmosphere.
Atmosphere seat 12.
Can I I'm going to quote my South Boston brethren and say, hard pass.
We'll put the link in the show notes so you can look at the ride. But they're really high off the ground.
And they are way the upside down.
Oh, yeah.
That cannot be good for anyone's sinuses or brain or eyes or
for 30 minutes.
They had to have been doing things to like move their bodies up to let the blood flow a little bit.
But gravity is working against you. What can you do?
I don't know. Not go on that ride ever in your life.
Chris Ryan and his wife were at the park for his birthday. He said they had just been planning to ride Atmosphere when they saw it was stuck and heard people saying, "Oh my God, they're upside down." They decided to walk away. Wise choice. Because of how scary the situation was, they eventually got on a Ferris wheel.
and in other news, at the park, a Ferris wheel lost its bolts and rolled off into Seattle.
I know. Oh, gosh. It's so interesting that as I've gotten older, I'm so much more afraid of things.
Yes.
And that doesn't make any sense.
Well,
I'm closer to the end than the beginning. But, I mean, seriously. At this age, it should be like, yeah, whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
Yeah, but the thing is when you, I don't know, I feel like, we were talking about this off air before the show started. Both of us have been on planes. Both of us have jumped out of planes.
Yes.
And there was a time in my life that I really enjoyed a good roller coaster ride.
I loved roller coasters.
But then it went from a thrill ride to how close can we get you to death as possible?
You mean for the designers of roller coasters?
For the designers of roller coasters, these 90-degree drops. Where you're going 130 miles an hour. It's like it's no longer interesting. Then it's just like it takes one piece of equipment not working at that moment, and I am a goner. No, thank you. I will just stick as close to the ground as possible. Calvin, do you have thoughts on this?
Yeah, so growing up, I'm from a small town, so we had our, we call it Kettle Moraine Day. It's just a little festival in our park that always had like spinny rides.
The Tilt-A-Whirl.
Like Tilt-A-Whirl and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I loved those when I was a kid. I think I might get sick now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I loved them as a kid. I've never actually been on like a real roller coaster.
Jane and Greg take Calvin to Great America.
We might have to do that.
I've been on the wooden ones at Mount Olympus in the Dells. That's...
Oh, the Eagle.
Yep.
The wooden roller coaster at Six Flags in Illinois. Just the creaking.
Oh,
as you're getting pulled up to the top.
It's like, I think it's older than I am.
I think so too.
And just that sound.
Yep. That whole time. That's a great roller coaster.
As you're
though.
Spitting in God's eye right there to say, here we go, folks.
Hang on.
Oh, yeah. But that's the thing is, like, I would there was the day, like, there's still the Eagle, there's the Demon. But there was a time when they had, you know, all these great roller coasters, but now they're just terror. And I get it if you like them, that's fine. But this one here, the atmosphere, okay, first of all, shut up for that name. That's awesome. But there has to be some part of you that, when the moment the thing fails and you're just sitting, you're like, yeah, I should have expected this.
I knew this could happen.
I knew this could happen. Yep.
Everybody got down. Everybody was fine. They were all checked out medically. Nobody was seriously hurt, which is great. But the park is going to work with the manufacturer and state inspectors to determine the cause of the stoppage.
What do they give them? Like
a free park pass.
Free
I don't
funnel
know.
Cake.
Something. Cotton can't hear. All the cotton candy you want.
Exactly.
We have just a couple of minutes left for Drag Bingo.
Yes. Okay. We're going to play a whole thing Drag Bingo now. Okay. No, just kidding. I will be out in the world tonight. Every month, I co-host Drag Bingo at Lakefront Brewery with Esther Flones. She is an amazing... She's Granny Bingo. I would like to have her on the show one of these days. And it's a great time. It's free at Lakefront. You get free cards. Come on in. Play about 2 hours, 10
all
games,
fun.
Tons of great prizes from Lakefront and otherwise. But it's a great time, and it's Pride Month. We'll come out and celebrate. You'll see me there. I'm wearing my Lakefront Pride t-shirt, and we'll have a good time. Do not bring kids. It is an 18 and up.
It's at a brewery.
It gets adult themed.
It's a brewery.
But exactly.
Leave the kids at home.
But it starts at 7 o'clock, goes to about 9 o'clock. We're going to have a lot of fun, but that's what's happening tonight at Lakefront Brewery. Drag Bingo with Esther Filones and myself. We're gonna have a great time.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, you should come on.
You don't have to. You'd have to make a reservation or anything.
Nope, you just show up. I would show up earlier than later because it does get crowded.
And we'll put a link to the show notes.
Absolutely.
Put a link to that in the show notes as well. And Tony Zimmerman with one more comment on the live stream. You got to go to Cedar Point, one of the best parks in the world, Sandusky, Ohio. I know someone who has been there too and says the same thing. It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be just incredible. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you, Greg. And thank you, Calvin. And to all of our engineers for making things run around here. Without you, nothing works. And thank you to all of you for calling and for texting. And most of all, for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. And stay close for news, followed by Todd Alba. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, we have our weekly discussions about education and about taking advantage of the opportunities in a cleaner, climate-friendly environment.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.